Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Holocult. You know what that means. You've chosen us to hang out with on this wonderful beginning of the week. And we appreciate that. We like being a part of your routine, a part of your life. Help kind of kickstart this whole work week. If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for checking us out. Me and Kyle like to go through some stuff we call the business. It takes about 6 minutes. So if you want to fast forward to the regular crux of the show, that's what you're going to need to do. If you're not new here, welcome back, you weirdo. And you know the drill. You know me and Kyle like to get some stuff out of the way first. That being said, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You're going to find us there. Come be part of the community. Join the cult. It's a cool thing to do. Like, everybody has a good time. It's pretty sick. Pretty fly. Sick and fly. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to share on a future episode of our listener experience show, Kyle has some deets for you.
I do. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com. That's where you're going to write your story out and send it to, or send your little voice memo over to it. It's also in the show notes. Every single episode, it's always there. So if you ever needed a refresher, get in there, find it. You can go to our website as well, HollowSkyPodcast.com. And we got a little submission box on the front page there as well. Whatever floats your boat. It's up to you, really.
Yeah, the world's yours. It's your oyster. Do what you want with it. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. We have a Patreon for $7 a month. You can go over there and get shows that aren't released anywhere else. There's over 50 of them over there. You can get our regular shows released early, so you're privy to them before any of the rest of the cult. You also get them ad-free, which I know a lot of people hate the ads, so that's a good bonus. You get Casket Breath jams over there. We release some AI, metal, country, just, you know, whatever we're feeling. Release some tracks over there. It's cool. You get merch updates for anybody else. Sometimes you get merch coupons, all kinds of stuff. Speaking of merch, HollowSkyPodcast.com. We got a merch store over there. Go over there and check out some shirts, some hats, some beanies, some stickers. It's a whole thing. Whole thing. It's a good time. The best thing you could do, share the show. Share it on social media. Share it word of mouth. It's free. It helps out more than anything you could possibly imagine. Like, that helps out so much. And if you're looking for a different experience, pop on over to YouTube, where you can watch us live doing this. See our wonderful made for podcast faces. Go over there and subscribe and hit the notification bell. Help us grow that as well. We appreciate any and all of you that like chime in and help us out. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And when I find it, I'll shout you out. This week's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend, the Great Southern Trian Kill. It's spelled like that. Trian, T-R-E-A-N-D. Yeah, Pantera shout out there. Anyway, 5 stars. Awesome. Great show. One of the realest shows still out there. Love it. Good dudes. Stay metal. We, as a matter of fact,
fuck yes. Metal. Fuck yes.
We don't know any better.
No. I've kind of reset my path for the last like couple of years, and that's almost all I listen to anymore. It's just straight up metal.
Me too.
And I fucking love it.
I will never not love metal.
That's where I'm at, dude. Always and forever. Metalhead.
Never not love metal. It's wonderful.
It's so good.
Well, Great Southern Trian Kill. Thank you for taking the time to leave us the kind words and the review. Love it. It's always good to hear a little pick me up from another metalhead. You fucking stay metal.
Yeah.
All right.
That's solid advice right there.
Yeah. So keep those coming if you want a nice little shout out there. Sometimes I find them, sometimes I don't. I'm bad about finding any of them that aren't on Apple, and Apple's terrible because it only does ones from America, so it's a whole thing. The whole thing. Hey, Holocult, do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Anyway, we're a little bit early tonight, actually.
Yeah, it happens from time to time.
Kyle's got something for us, but I don't know what it is yet. So
I do. It is the DIA. Not to be confused with CIA.
You know how much I hate letters.
Yeah. So what I'm actually talking about is the Denver International Airport.
Fuck yes.
So this was a fucking nightmare looking into this. Let me tell you, it was absolute nightmare.
I just know right off the rip, like there are so many conspiracy theories surrounding that. And the worst part is they play into it. Like you walk through the Denver International and they have occult conspiracy shit like on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. And we're going to get into that. I have a theory about that as to why they're doing that. Hell so this episode's kind of be a clusterfuck because finding information on this is ridiculous because everywhere you look, it's all everything. Literally everything is debunked or explained or whatever. And it drives you fucking crazy. And then I had probably 50 things pulled up for this. And it was just I tried organizing. It was just a fucking disaster. So bear with me.
I'm here for it.
So the Denver International Airport, it serves the metropolitan Denver, Colorado area, as well as the greater Front Range urban corridor. This place is around, it's huge. It's 52.4 square miles, serving as the largest airport in the Western Hemisphere. It is also the second largest on Earth.
I didn't know that.
It's crazy. The airport opened in 1995. And was providing nonstop service to 231 destinations. However, right from the very beginning, the conspiracy theories just start to run wild. So literally as this building was being constructed, the conspiracy started because the building itself was over a year behind schedule and roughly $2 billion over budget. Which is a lot of money. The total cost of the airport, supposedly, and this number kind of varies from source to source, but the one I came up with was about $4.8 billion is what it cost to build this airport.
Didn't Denver have an international airport before this one?
No, they did have an airport, and I forget what it was called, but they did have an airport that was relatively big. But this one crushed it.
That that seems like a, if you already got, let me look it up. Stapleton International Airport. You already have an international airport.
Yeah, that's it.
Why, what would be the purpose of building a second international airport when you could put all this money into just bettering your international airport?
I don't know, big dog. I don't know.
Interesting. So,
its dedication, I guess technically when they were like, hey, we're going to do this, was March 19th, 1994. And this is the start of the conspiracy shit. If you add up all of that, it equals 33, which is the highest level of Freemasonry. So right out of the rip there. And I love how people do this too. I love how they dissect every bit of it, shit that we wouldn't even think about. The Denver area is not just home to the biggest airport in the Western Hemisphere. It is also home to a number of military bases and private aircraft corporations, including the Cheyenne Mountain Complex, Peterson Air Force Base, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, Boeing, and Lockheed Martin. So you've got a lot of military assets around this area.
Interesting.
There's a mix of speculation, because underneath the Denver International Airport, there are tunnels, right? They go all over underneath the airport. People speculate that these tunnels actually connect to some of these military bases and contractors. It's not been proven, because there is a explanation for the tunnels. Apparently the airport thought it would be a really smart idea to use these tunnels as like luggage transportation. They built this entire like automated luggage system in these tunnels, which apparently, as far as I could find, to this day doesn't work. It just never worked.
Hell yes.
So the amount of money you would spend on this is asinine, for not to mention to just give up on it, just to go, fuck it, we're not doing this.
And
crazy to me.
It would make sense if there were extra tunnelage built to these military bases. That would take a pretty decent chunk out of your $2 billion over budget.
Exactly. And like I said, why spend all that money on this automated system to then just abandon it?
Yeah.
It seems sussy to me. And that was also part of the reason the opening was delayed, because they were having issues with it. You also have the possibility that there is a compartmentalization going on here. You have, when it came to the construction, and I kind of feel indifferent about this in the research that I found, they were saying when it came to building the facility, they were constantly using different contractors. And so like, I don't know how airport is laid out, but we'll just say like Steve's company built the food court. Kyle's company built the runways. Eddie's built the bathrooms. Like they compartmentalized everything. Like all these different contractors had specialty jobs, which very well could be the case. You know what I mean? It could be a logical explanation as to, well, we just use specialized contractors to do these things. I have no fucking clue. But it also makes sense as far as compartmentalization that, I mean, we see this time and time again in military programs where, you know, these guys are constructing something or working on something that's part of a bigger picture, but they don't have no idea what the bigger picture is. So you have that as well.
Kind of separated from the other contractors. Don't
really. That way somebody's not putting all the pieces together.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And they were saying 110 million cubic yards of earth have been moved in the construction of this facility.
110 billion?
Million cubic yards.
That's a lot.
Which is typically more than is required to do something like this. To some people, this suggests that the underground tunnels were built. Not to mention, these tunnels were captured on TV once. And I can remember the picture of dirt ramps going into the ground.
I kind of remember that too.
Yeah. And apparently, that footage is extremely hard, if not impossible, to find anymore. I didn't really try to look into it because I was still just mapping out the episode. But apparently that footage is not easy to find. They reported that 5,300 miles of fiber optics were installed for communications in the airport. However, for comparison, the United States coast to coast is only 3,000 miles. So there's more miles of fiber optic in that airport than, like, they could literally run it almost across the United States twice, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Their fuel system can pump 1,000 gallons of jet fuel per minute. And it was noted that, like, this is crazy overkill for a commercial airport. Like, there's almost no reason for this to happen, like, that they should be able to do this. I also read that when it was being built, five massive buildings were somehow built incorrectly. So instead of demolishing them or fixing them, they reportedly just buried them.
Just buried the buildings?
Just buried the buildings.
What? Bro, we need to get in there.
Which sounds extremely sus.
Sounds awesome.
How the fuck do you build the second largest airport in the world? And in the process of that, you build five buildings that aren't right.
All I'm saying is that's where your extra dirt went.
Right.
To bury these fucking buildings.
And some of the budget.
That's where the lizard people live.
Yeah.
Could you imagine making your way? Okay. Picture this. Me and you infiltrate Denver International Airport tunnels.
I would try.
We're down there. Don't know what the fuck we're doing. Don't know where we're going. We open a door and there's a whole ass building.
Be awesome.
Buried there.
It would be awesome. I'm down to try.
That would be sick.
I'm definitely down to try.
Yeah, same.
And supposedly, what makes it even crazier in conjunction with that is that supposedly there is a known 6 underground levels of the airport. And that's what's known.
6 stories, right? Deep.
Yeah. Which then you would have to ask yourself, why does an airport need 6 stories underground?
Okay. So not to switch back here, but I'm stuck on this 110 million cubic yards of earth. So that Google did the math. That's 220 billion pounds of dirt.
That's a lot.
Yeah. The Great Wall of China is one of the largest structures on the planet. You can see it from the moon. Weighs 116 billion. So you're well over that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. One of the largest aircraft carriers, the Nimitz, is 97,000 tons. Then they moved 220 billion pounds of dirt somewhere. Where do you put 220 billion pounds?
That's a good question.
If 116 billion pounds of stone creates a structure you can see from the moon.
Yeah. You would think that there'd be a hell of a mountain somewhere.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Unless you're using it to bury buildings.
Bury buildings.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's good.
My math brain got carried away.
I think it's kind of a fun fact. The coordinates of the airport are rather interesting because in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, aliens give humans the coordinates 40 degrees, 36, 10 north, 104 degrees, 44, 30 west, which in the movie is supposed to be the Devil's Tower in Wyoming. However, it is actually a plot of land just north of the airport.
That's weird.
Which is interesting. So you odd little.
That's cool.
Currents. It is cool. Like, it is pretty neat. Then you have, and I think this is what the airport is most known for, is all the bizarre artwork that's inside the airport. It's displayed all over the place. But one of the most notable one is a mural that is done by Leo Tanguma. Leo was the son of migrant farm workers. He grew up in Beeville, Texas. In his early childhood, he would make sketches of his parents working in the cotton fields. He ended up in Chicago from there. His work was commissioned in 94 for the airport. It was a requirement by the city's percent for art ordinance, which dictates 1% of public projects budget is to be devoted to art. And as I'm looking through some of his work, it does appear that most of his undertones are that of, as he puts, struggle for dignity, justice, self-determination, and human rights. However, his art is rather weird. A lot of them have dark images like skulls, and a lot of them give me the vibe of essentially rebirth in some way, which on one hand, you know, artistically speaking, that's a good thing. It's like the phoenix, you know, and it's unchaining the struggles of people. And on the other hand, it could be an overall message of a change that is coming down the road for everyone. And some speculate that it is a message from the elite. But one of his murals that is inside the airport is a very common one. And it's called Children of the World Dream of Peace. The painting shows a soldier wielding a sword and bayoneted machine gun as people kind of debate this. Some people say it's distraught children at his feet. Some people say it's sleeping children at his feet. Some people say that it's deceased children at his feet. The other is called Peace and Harmony with Nature, which is a ton of different people surrounded by essentially a nature scene. And we'll kind of, this part was the clusterfuck. So we'll kind of break apart some of these murals.
I'm looking at them as we're talking about them.
They're fucking weird, right?
They are weird.
Some people suggest that the sword in the image, it has a slight curve to it, and they're linking that to the Masonic Shriners International cult logo. And keep in mind, Leo denies all this shit. He's like, no, this isn't it. But Leo's words are interesting because he says, I have children sleeping amid the debris of war, and this warmonger is killing the dove of peace. But the kids are dreaming of something better in the future, and their little dream goes behind the general and continues behind this group of people, and the kids are dreaming that this will happen someday. However, he also says that his mural represents global catastrophe, bringing the nations of the world together. Some people suggest that these are linked to the New World Order and the Illuminati. In the Children of the World Dream of Peace, there's a rainbow, as I mentioned, and a dove. Some people say that this is a reference to the biblical flood, and it's a sign for the New World Order cleansing the world. Others say that the soldier is a depiction of New World Order authority. Then you have the fact that the soldier is wearing a gas mask. And some people think this is in reference to biological warfare. On the happy side of this painting, you have children of all colors dressed in folkloric costumes and their flags wrapped around weapons that are being given to a German boy in the very middle of the painting. But it seems to depict how the countries of the world are giving up their weapons for the common good. I also read how it's weird all of the Nazi connections in the airport. But oddly enough, I found a series of connections through this, how in the second painting, you have the soldier above everyone. It shows the children sleeping or they're perished or, you know, whatever is going on there. But they show no signs of violence, almost as if gas was being used on them. Then you follow the curve of the sword, which points to a note left by a 14, and this is a real note, painted in the bottom of the picture. It was a note that was left by a 14-year-old who died in Auschwitz, which in fact, Auschwitz was notorious for using poison gas on people. The art piece called Peace and Harmony with Nature is another bizarre one. It has sad children, extinct animals, and plants, a forest on fire, and a city in the background. The city in the background has a weird haze around it, almost like it's been hit with a chemical weapon. One of the children are apparently holding a Mayan tablet, which could be depicting the end of civilization. Then you have open caskets on each side of the paintings with women inside them.
What the fuck?
They're weird. Some people think it could be a notion at the fact that we can wage war with specific DNA. You also have a connection someone pointed out about how the second half of his painting shows all the plants and animals back in action, all surrounding what could be interpreted as a genetically modified plant. Tigers in the painting also have children faces. It was suggested that this painting could depict how we can thrive with science and modifying things. Also, the depopulation of Earth, which we have seen before in the work of Guidestones, which is arguably a work of art, which also has a time capsule underneath it and Masonic symbology. On the floor in front of the murals is the letters AUAG, which is supposed to be a head nod to gold and silver, because Colorado had such a rich mining history. However, some people have linked this to a deadly strain of hepatitis, and it supposedly stands for Australia antigen, which is a reference to hepatitis B antigen that is rumored to be one of the Illuminati's plan to commit mass genocide. I also read several times about how, from the words of the creator, it's about sleeping children, and you see children sleeping at the feet of this soldier, but they're dreaming of a better future. And in the mural, it looks like a ton of people in a peaceful situation. However, the one thing I noticed, and as I'm sure you can notice, Steve, when we depict things in America, and I know this is going to be through an artistic lens, so it can have variances. But when we depict things, Steve, like when we're writing, we read, like we were trained from a young age to view things from left to right. Right? Yes. So if you look at the painting of the soldier and the kids, because there's one painting of the soldier over top of the children, and then there's a whole separate painting of all the children together, giving up all their weapons. But the children giving up their weapons is on the left-hand side. And you literally follow the rainbow to the right-hand side, where the soldier is over top of these children. And it makes, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I caught that. I'm like, well, this doesn't make sense. Because we, from a young age, were taught to view from a specific, left to right, left to right, left to right.
Yeah.
And if you view that from left to right, it tells a different story.
Almost, yeah. Almost like the rise of tyranny.
Yes.
Because in that first one where the kids are all behind him and everybody's giving their weapons up, the soldier's laying at the bottom with a broken gun. It looks like a statue. Broken gun, and his legs are broke off. But then if you follow it around, it shows him, rising back to power, and you have like all, it almost looks like mothers holding dying children.
Yeah.
Shit, yep. On the side.
It's weird. It's weird to put in a fucking airport.
Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
And on the side of the one with the kids behind him, like etched into the like architecture, says war, violence, and hate.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's weird.
It's super weird.
Like that. I'm just looking at all these, like, what is going on? The one with the animals, like, they even have like animals in like glass enclosures that they're holding.
Yeah, they're people are speculating that those are like extinct animals or ones we've modified to come back, which we are currently doing.
Yeah, because one of them, like one of the birds, is breaking out of the enclosure.
Because they just brought back direwolves.
Yeah, it's crazy,
right?
I love it. I need to go here.
I'm gonna read the quote or the letter from the child who died in Auschwitz. Auschwitz, however you say it. It says, I was once a little child who longed for other worlds, but I am no more a child, for I have known fear. I have learned to hate. How tragic, then, is youth which lives with enemies, with gallows ropes. Yet I still believe I only sleep today, that I'll wake up a child again and start to laugh and play. Which is extremely dark for a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
And when it comes to the artist here, the artist and his daughter who helped paint them are pissed because the way people have been viewing the artwork.
Because
their art is apparently not, you know, everybody's seeing it as a cryptic message or whatever. And I find that funny because like that's the point of art.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, you can't produce art and then not let it be open to interpretation.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. What are you doing? How can you be like, not to mention your paintings are fucked up. They clearly have like hidden meanings in them. Yeah, you are head nodding at shit.
You had to know people weren't going to look at that and be like, yeah, this means peace.
Yeah.
No, you have bombed out buildings and kids in coffins on it.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. And then you have another, I would say that painting there, the one with the soldier over top of the children. When I think of the Denver airport, that's what I think of. But there is a second one. And I think a lot of people will know this. They call it Blucifer.
The mascot.
It's a 32-foot tall horse that is blue. It's all made from lightweight fiberglass. However, it weighs roughly 9,000 pounds. Its eyes, which are probably the most notable, are glowing red eyes, which is ominous to say the least. Some people claim that the horse resembles one of the horses from the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. It is reported that Louise made his eyes glow red because his father sold neon lights when he was alive. That's the official story.
I love they're not even trying at this point.
Yeah. The artist Luis Jimenez said he chose the color blue to honor the wild spirit of the Old West. I also read that there's a local legend about a powerful blue horse that could fly. The horse would lead its herd to water and food in harsh winters. Blucifer had other plans, though. It would go on to kill Louise, the creator. As he's creating it, a piece of fiberglass fell and cuts a main artery in his leg, and he bleeds out.
What?
And I believe his son actually finishes it and delivers it to the airport.
That sounds like a ritual.
It's fucking weird.
That sounds like a ritual.
Kind of does. And it's a little weird. So I read that Stacy Stegman, Senior Vice President of Communications, said that we have this fierce blue Mustang that we look at as kind of a protector of travelers guarding this airport, which is a rather bizarre statement for a piece of art.
That is... The art, like all the artwork is weird to be in an airport.
Period. Yeah. They lean, like you pointed out, they lean into it. They also have gargoyles that they have placed over baggage areas. These gargoyles will actually talk and it will say, "Welcome to the Illuminati headquarters." I mean the Denver airport. And another bizarre statement by the airport. While they appear a little suspicious, gargoyles have often been used over the centuries in architecture as a totem to help ward off evil spirits and protect buildings they stand on. At DIA, the gargoyles emerging out of open suitcases were installed at baggage claim intentionally to protect travelers' luggage.
Those are creepy.
It's in, like, that's the second time they've referenced their art as protection, which I find rather strange.
It is very occultish.
Yeah. And another one you can look up, Steve. The runways of the Denver International Airport.
I knew this one.
Yeah. They kind of make a swastika.
Yeah, it's
pretty, and I mean, much
what it is.
Yeah, like you see it. Is it like legit hard swastika? No, not really. But you definitely see it when you
especially when you got like all the other little like they're leaning into this real hard.
Yeah.
This whole occult like whole vibe.
Yeah, because like you said, they have signs posted up. You know, being like, sorry for the noise. It takes really big machines to mine to the center of the earth for us lizard people, whatever the, you know, just weird shit like that.
Yeah.
Like they have pictures of lizard people and grays and shit like that. Inside the airport, there's a time capsule that is set to be opened in 2094, as you know, the Guidestones also had its own time capsule.
Did they ever, not to veer off, but did they ever get the time capsule off from underneath the Guidestones?
I believe so, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they officially opened it or not, but I do think they took it.
Hmm.
But a dedication marker and capstone over it contains Freemason symbols and mentions the New World Airport Commission, which does not exist.
That's weird.
Which is weird. In the Great Hall, they have tiles on the floor that clearly depict the Black Sun. Then you have Alex Christopher, the woman who may have kind of launched the entire conspiracy movement forward on this. So what happens is she starts looking into the NWO and is writing a book on it. She was in Denver and noticed the airport and all of its fucking weird strangeness. Her and her family actually go and visit with Tanguma, the man who painted the murals. And she asks him where he was getting his material from. He's like, oh, it's just a collection. It's just a collage. She remembers, while walking around his workshop, he had a ton of strange books with really bizarre pictures in them. She doesn't elaborate on what the pictures were. She just says they were strange. And although he denies it, she thinks that he was bought and paid for by somebody to do these paintings. He claims, of course, no one influenced him. But she, you know, she's not having any part of it. She's like, something's up with this dude. Later, a man ends up calling her and said that he found an elevator that went down into a military base that contained alien-operated concentration camps. She even goes down there with Phil Snyder, and they apparently were able to go down four floors. However, shortly after this, Phil ends up self-deleting. But people claim that it was an assassination. This scared Alex, and she went ghost mode and disappears for a long time. Apparently, she's working on books again and may include photographic evidence of the underground at the airport. There may be something more to this blue horse thing, too. I didn't have a whole lot of time to look into this, but it's fucking weird. And also about like the murals we were talking about earlier, Steve, with the sword and the soldier and stuff. Yeah. Apparently they're all gone now. They got taken down.
Really?
Just recently.
I'm actually on Reddit looking like I'm sold into this. And somebody just posted from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they said a lot of things were behind like construction walls when they were there. So a lot of the artwork's getting changed out for, I don't know, new, different occulty stuff. One person posted, "I was there at the grand opening and this place is cursed," but they didn't elaborate on it.
I didn't find much. I even scoured Reddit too to see if I could get pointed in any direction, and I could not find much.
Dude, it's so... Another thing I thought was interesting, that it's 33,000 acres, which 33 again.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That was weird.
And what's crazy though is, like, I stumbled onto this fucking crazy ass run, right? Involving Blucifer. And you have, like, in our world today, people have been talking about methylene a lot lately, right? Which is blue. And I think a lot of people are adding it to their water and stuff. Well, back in the day, there were a lot of old gods that were depicted as blue.
Oh, yeah, right? We talk about that.
Right?
Yeah.
You have blue painted people for sacrifices as well when it came to these old gods.
Yeah.
Lucifer himself has been painted as blue. Ivermectin was pushed real hard not too long ago, which is a quote unquote horse medicine. Then you have people who use ketamine, which is a horse tranquilizer. People have been using horse steroids as well. So it's this overarching theory of blue horse. Like, horse is somehow ties into the occult. But it's weird how many things, as I'm kind of digging around in this hard to follow rabbit hole, how many things are tied to blue. I read that the Heaven's Gate people ate blueberry pie before they self-deleted.
That's so fucking weird.
The Kool-Aid in the Jonestown massacre was blue. The horse may have links to alchemy as well. For example, you have the Statue of Liberty and the UN Peace Monument. The UN Peace Monument is a blue horse, which everyone would be like, well, no, it started out as bronze, which it did. However, it transforms into blue, which is arguably a form of alchemy, because the Statue of Liberty was designed by a Freemason. We are approaching, this is what is fucking weird. This is where I'm kind of weirded out by this, Steve. We are approaching the year of the horse. And over the years, we have a massive push on blue products. Lots of head nodes to blue. The blue roofs through all the wildfire situations.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have head nods to, and like, blue stores the most data, like a Blu-ray disc. You have the blue frequency, which vibrates at 6.66 terahertz. So I'm sure I could go way fucking deeper in this, and I would love to sometime, but a lot of that is hard for me to digest at certain times. Like, I got to be in the right headspace for that. But, you know, could Lucifer be a head nod to a future massive ritual taking place? Because they were saying that methylene or whatever, that blue shit that people are putting in their water, apparently it actually turns your brain blue.
I know it'll turn your skin blue.
Okay, well, there you go. It probably does turn your brain blue then.
Yeah.
And so they're wanting to think that maybe there was a mass ritual getting ready to take place, like a sacrifice ritual.
It's fucking crazy.
It's nuts, dude. And blue on top of all that, which adds to the fucking conspiracy of the airport, blue is also a head nod to the elite, just like the phrase blue blood, which is more or less another purity belief system for ruling above lesser thans. Blue also are nods at an alchemy transmutation. You know, that's going down kind of a different rabbit hole. It's in the same vein because of the blue horse, but it's weird. And then I saw in the same shit, which is kind of connected and kind of not, but it's fucking weird. You have somebody, and they didn't give the names, and I wish they would have, names and locations, but you had the top three female artists in our country all performing at the same time, and there were pictures of it, and I should have got them. They were all, Steve, they were all performing different concerts, all on sigils, which when combined make the Tria Prima. The Tria Prima is the three elements of alchemists: salt, sulfur, and mercury. And each one of them was dancing, like performing on a section of this Tria Prima sigil. And when you overlaid them all together, they created the Tria Prima. And on top of that, Beyonce was on the Blue Horse Tour.
That's fucking
weird. Or on the Blue Horse for her tour. Sorry.
I'm trying to find that female artist dancing on sigils, performing on sigils.
And like, I guess I just never have run down that avenue. But they were even like, I even saw a connection, and this is kind of off the shit for a second, but bro, Capri Sun is a part of this shit, because Capri Sun is like a notion at the morning sun gods. And there's one literally named Capri, and it's spelled K-E-H-P-R-I.
We're all part of one giant ritual.
It's crazy. And the horse, apparently the horse has fucking crazy deep occult connections. Like it was super rampant in like Eyes Wide Shut. Like there are weird scenes in that movie of like very, very, very subtle horses being placed throughout the movie. Because there are people that noted in that movie where he was in his office and there's a bookshelf. And then later on, he completes the ritual or does whatever, and he comes back. Same frame of his same office, but now there's like a little white horse statue on his bookshelf or some crazy minute shit like that.
That's so, so fucking weird.
But in the end, there were two theories of the international airport that I liked. So the first one, the main, or one of the theories that got tossed out, is that the Denver International Airport is actually Area 52.
I'm How do you feel that. About that? I'm here for that. It'd be a great cover.
That's what I was thinking. There's so many planes coming in and out all the time. There are a ton of extra buildings on the grounds that people don't even really know what's being held there, or what's going on. I like it.
Yeah.
And then it has all of the contractors and military bases around it. What better way to hide it in plain sight? Nobody would be none the wiser.
Yeah. Yeah. And you like, they said for last year, Denver International moved 82 million passengers through that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's what, six? According to 2024, it's the sixth busiest airport on the planet.
Yep. It's nuts. But I like it. I like the idea that they would just hide it so obvious.
And they're not even trying to hide it.
No,
realistically, they're telling.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, we got tunnels down here. We're hiding lizard people and grays in. What are you going to do about it?
Yep.
And people are like, yep. Nah, they're just joking around. They're just messing around.
Yep. I like that theory, because it does make sense to hide it right in plain sight and play into it, which, like you said, warms people up and they laugh and the joke and this, that, and the other. I think. I don't know that that's the case, But what I do think, what I legitimately think Denver International Airport is, I do think it is a head nod to the elites. And I do think, because think about it strategically, it's smack dab in the middle of the United States. The United States is arguably one of the best defensible positions on the planet. Because I've watched videos on how hard it would be to attack the United States, and it wouldn't be easy. I think that, for lack of better words, the international airport is kind of like a fallout shelter for the elite.
Oh, I could
it has, see that. It has military bases around it. It's a great stronghold.
Yeah, and that also leads to, like, the Area 52 theory, because if you do have tunnels to all these military bases, you could easily move craft and contraband as much as you need to, craft and contraband as much as you need to around. Nobody would know the difference.
Right. And I think logically, I mean, I like either one, Area 52, or I think what makes the most sense is it is kind of like a fallout shelter for the elite. And like you were saying, the fact that they play so hard into it drops everybody's guard.
Yeah, it's the best, like, it's the best cover to be open with it.
Yep.
Especially
like realistically, if I don't know how they look, but you could almost have where, like, a reptilian is walking through the airport and everybody would be like, ah, that's funny. Look at that makeup. That looks so good.
Yep. It could be the fucking mascot.
Yeah. And I really do, like, I think it's a head nod, and I do think that it, like, there is some eeriness behind it, like the Guidestones. I think there are hidden messages out there, like the Guidestones had with population control. And like I said, it's a great fallout shelter for the uber elite.
Oh, dude, and I saw that they erected a giant Anubis statue there for a while.
Yeah, supposedly. I did see that. I read that.
To promote a King Tut exhibit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But still.
It is weird.
Like, because especially like after we've kind of delved in to the old gods, where people are seeing specifically this.
Yeah.
Like on Hellfire Farm. That was whatever was dealing with stuff there. Remember, and it's like your new ways don't affect me. And then, like we talked about on the night shift, the crop circle. The guy said he did a DMT trip, and he met three Anubis-like figures with the same symbol that the crop circle was on their head. And he said they were the only entities I'd ever met that my soul had to bow to. My soul had
crazy.
To go. Obedience to, which is crazy. Also, that they put it at the airport. Like, I get it, in a like King Tut exhibit, but like, why not put a King Tut sarcophagus up there or some shit?
Yeah,
you know, because like obviously
the image of King Tut himself is like really well known.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean.
Here's an article on the Anubis statue. Says the new art display at Denver, this was 2010, so it's not new right now, it was new then. New art display at Denver International Airport is stirring up some controversy. The Egyptian god Anubis was constructed earlier this month at the airport to welcome the new King Tut exhibit, which opens June 29th. In early Egyptian history, Anubis was the god of dead and the god of funerals. This has created controversy among some residents and has a few of them, like Millie Liberman of Denver, asking why this would be a piece that welcomed people to the city. Quote, the black on it represents a decaying body. To me, it's a very sick, poor representation of what we're all about here in Denver. Thought that was pretty pretty weird to have a god of death at your airport.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, and it is weird, like when you zoom out, how many, like, because when you say that, it makes me think of CERN, having Shiva outside CERN. How many of these like elite-y places have this occult symbology surrounding it?
Especially,
you know, like, when, how do you not, like, how to, at what point do you just be like, okay, like somebody's clearly making a head nod to something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, especially like at DIA, where they're like, the art is the protection. Like, we're using art as our protectors. Which is
weird.
And you bring the God of Death in as an art piece.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's so weird that they've used those words. Like, we're using it as protection.
Oh, man, I wonder. I'm looking up, like, if there was any, like, actual blue horse god in mythology. I'm sure there probably was somewhere. Because that would be... the great blue horse was as fast as the wind. He could skim across the prairies.
Did he have fucking red eyes?
Probably. Probably shot lasers out of him.
Well, it was Superman.
I hope so.
It's what they based Superman off of.
Yeah. And there are, like, Babe the Big Blue Ox. That's kind of horsey. That's a
true
giant. Kind of equine creature.
Well, and to be fair, the blue horse isn't what is ominous. It's the fact that you put glowing red eyes on it.
Yeah, because they sold neon lights.
Okay.
Obviously. Obviously, that's why.
I definitely believe that.
I just want to go. I want to go there to see it, but if it's moving 80 plus million people through it a year, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, Shauna went there.
That sounds like personal hell to me.
She said it looks really weird. It looks like a giant circus tent.
Yeah, probably because it is.
Yeah, it probably is.
Oh. It's so, like, it's such a flex for them to just be like, just lean into it. Because then you don't know what to believe. We're like, are they being tongue-in-cheek? Are they being weird? Or is this legit?
And, like, that's the thing, too, that I was thinking about when I was writing. I'm glad you said that, because it drew the memory back out. Think about it on the level of corporations. Like, the Denver International Airport is arguably one of the largest airports in the world, right? Now, line that up with, because essentially it's a company or whatever, however it wants to be classified. Think about how many companies out there would not lean into this for bad publicity. Like, do you see McDonald's being like, yeah, we're all reptilians here?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no shit.
And have, like, legit alien pictures on the wall being like, sorry for the noise. We're just digging tunnels to the underground, trying to get back home.
Yeah, because they are. They're not even trying to defend it at this point.
Oh, no, not at all.
And it is, it was the third busiest airport in the United States. The only ones that moved more passengers through last year was Dallas, Fort Worth and Hartsfield Jackson in Atlanta. Hmm. So that's crazy.
It is crazy.
You can go to Dallas, Fort Worth, or you can go to Atlanta and not see weird occultic symbols and shit all over the place.
That's what I'm saying. That, and, like, I just feel like most, not that I would be mad if companies played more into it, but I feel like most major established things, organizations, wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole.
No, because you automatically have people dissecting, like the monster can, for example.
Yeah.
People immediately start dissecting it apart, and it's a negative publicity. Where they're just like, hell yeah, let's run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. They said the director, whomever, like, really enjoys it, gets a kick out of it. So, I just don't see that happening. I just, most of those people that high up the rank in corporate world are not, they don't lean into shit. They follow procedure is what they do. They don't lean into shit.
Yeah.
And so I find it very bizarre that somebody's just like, oh, yeah, we're going to lean into it. Don't worry. It's just aliens making noise in there. And like, but is it really? Like, are we
just drilling holes in the center of the earth? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know, man. It makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, like.
I think for sure there's definitely weird shit going on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think them being open about it and being like, ha ha about it, just sets people at ease. Like yeah. You said, you could walk a gray alien through the middle of the airport and they'd be like, yeah, it's Denver Airport. You walk it yep. through Lambert and people are going to be like, that's a fucking alien. You know?
What the fuck is that thing?
Exactly.
It is weird. It's weird.
Because I've been flirting with looking into it. I just never got around to it. So I didn't really pay much attention. Like, I looked into the Blucifer stuff a little bit, but never like the artwork and the murals and shit.
And I'm telling you, if you look into it, most of the shit, like almost everything I found was just this is Denver explained and did debunked and did this and then that. And it is so like, it's so infuriating to not be able to find one thing that just goes all the fucking way in.
Even okay. Let's play into that. Where everything is debunked. Everything is literally not true. Very bottom baseline, there's an agenda behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's an agenda.
No, I'm not saying there's alien concentration camps underneath the DIA. I'm not saying that at all. Could there be? Fuck yeah, there could be as far as I know. Want
you to think there is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just... I mean, you could argue soft disclosure. It could be the hiding in plain sight. I really like the hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, that's the best. It's the best camouflage. It is camouflage.
Oh, fuck. Yes, it is. And then like we were saying, playing into it, just it washes it all off for everybody.
Yep. Yeah.
They're like, look, Denver's poking fun at all the weirdos who think there's aliens down here.
While they're shipping.
While there's actually aliens that are down there
in the tunnels. God, I hope so. I love it.
I mean, I 100% think that there's some weird shit going on there. And I do think the murals and the Blucifer is a head nod to something. I'm not far enough into the occult to know for sure. But I do think 100% it's a head nod, especially like Steve pointed out. And like I said, the fact that they were using things as protectors and.
Yeah, that feels very intentional, very specific. And the whole Blucifer thing like that, that feels like a ritual. Like there had to be a sacrifice for whatever they wanted to have happen. And then it happened that is a very freak accident that killed the constructor of Blucifer.
Yeah.
Now there's blood on that art piece.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Which is fucking crazy.
It's bizarre, to say the least.
I love it.
I do, too. And I feel I low-key feel like the internet got scrubbed of all the good stuff.
Oh, I believe.
Because of how, like, I didn't just do, like, one page either. Like, I was next. Like, I was trying to go as deep as I can go into finding articles, and everything is just about it being debunked. It's just debunked. I found like maybe an article or two that goes all in, but there's everything's so short. Nothing, you know, they wouldn't go into much detail. So I was literally having to like remember in my writing where the mural piece is written and span across 15 to 30 different articles and take like read sections that are just all different. They explain, you know, explain different sections of the story and then kind of conglomerate them all together into the story. It's just like, Jesus, you guys are making this one impossible.
Especially now it seems like the whole thing's getting scrubbed, especially now that the art, the murals and shit are getting changed out. And
well, just look at the guidestones.
Yeah. It's just getting erased.
I almost feel like, and cause somebody, I didn't write it down. I should have. Cause I didn't think much of it at the time, but there was somebody that pointed out in one of the murals, it had specific flags in it And it was almost like it was head nodding to the future of the Russian-Ukraine debacle and the China and
Taiwan
debacle.
I was looking at, you go back and you look at the flags that are wrapped around the weapons, and they look like countries that would be against each other.
That might be what it was that somebody pointed out. And then you think irony, and now those pieces are being pulled from the airport.
Yeah.
You know, because the same thing kind of happened with Utopia, that TV show about the virus thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the virus thing happens and they pull the show.
It's weird.
Or you look at, you know, the virus thing or all the other nonsense that's going on in the world, and then the guide stones magically get blown up and we can't figure out who did it.
My thing is, like, with the guide stones, that should be considered a domestic terrorist attack, right? They used an explosive to take down a monument.
Yeah.
That should be considered domestic terrorism.
Yeah. You know, they know who it
gives a shit.
No.
They got a car. They got the video of the person taking it out there and planting it. And they're like, oh, you don't know. We're just going to bulldoze them down within 8 hours. And you guys, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's wild, man.
Crazy shit.
It's wild. I do think that there are pieces out there that are head nods to the future. I really do.
Whenever people start catching on, they're like, whoa, it almost makes you wonder if they have to put it out to the public for a specific amount of time.
Probably.
Like in some sort of like weird ritualistic fashion. Like you have to let it be known before you can carry it out.
Yeah.
And then you have things like the Illuminati game coming out, or like weird references to say the Twin Towers being attacked. And then all of a sudden it happens and they're like, well,
that's the other thing too. That's the other thing too. I was thinking about is like whenever the conspiracy launched right away with the airport, like right. It's like almost like as soon as it was born in thought, conspiracy started taking place. That's another way to discredit it, is to lean into it, you know, just be like, we are making underground bases and shit. You're funny. You guys are right. Yeah. Like I think people don't expect that. And they're just like, oh, look, they're making fun of the conspiracy people.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing. They're just doing normal construction over there, of course.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're not building underground military labs or anything.
No, don't. You guys are being weird. You're being conspiracy theorists.
Also, another gross thought I just had. What better hub? What better hub for like a biological weapon
than one of the busiest airports on the planet?
Yeah. That literally goes to like 231 different countries or whatever, the different destinations.
Yeah.
And it's just so happens to be surrounded by military bases and Lockheed and Martin and all that good stuff.
It'd be really weird if they erected a god of death outside.
Yeah. Or had depictions of cities with weird hazes around them and videos of a letter from some poor kid.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is. I didn't think about that till just now. That's gross.
It's strange.
Yeah. Because it would be a hard airport to get to if you like wanted to take it down.
It's a weird thing.
That is a weird thought. That's uncomfortable.
Let's hope not.
Let's
manifest that not happening.
I completely agree. I'm not trying to deal with any of that shit.
Oh man, that was a good one.
That wasn't bad.
I like the ones where it's got all kinds of different little layers.
There's a lot. And I'm sure there's a lot more out there. It's just a matter of finding it. I was really hoping to find a whole lot of explanation on the reptilians underground, but most of what you hear is just people think that the reptilians underground. So
that's the crux. Like,
yeah, like that's all I was able to find anyways, but
that was
good. Who knows?
That was a good one. Get some wheels turning. We need some traveling holocult members to send us some pictures of the airport.
Cause I guarantee there's something to go through there.
Clearly, we are not there. We need a sticker on. We need a Hollow Sky sticker on Blucifer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And we'll add it to you. Like, it can even be.
I think
like,
that motherfucker's fenced off.
Well, you can stand in for like. So far, we've got Roswell, Area 51, Stonehenge, Loch Ness, Stardust.
Don't we have one?
Base of Mount Everest.
Wasn't there one in like the Arctic Circle?
Maybe.
Some crazy ass place like that.
The base of Mount Everest is pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a big mountain. Yeah, there's Yetis all over that motherfucker.
I'm with that.
So a Blucifer would be a good one. Didn't we get one like at the, was it the Area 51 mailbox or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to, that's my bragging point. When I talk about the show, I don't talk about numbers or anything. I just say, hey, listeners with our merch have been to these spots and sent us pictures. Stonehenge was there.
Yeah.
Stonehenge, Loch Ness.
Yeah.
So that's my show brag.
It is. Yeah, those are pretty cool trophies.
We need a Blucifer. Anyway, Holocult. I'm going to wrap her up there. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. Again, any of our traveling or Denver Holocult members, send us, take a picture with a Hollow Sky shirt or Hollow Sky sticker in front of Blucifer. Send it our way. Fucking sick and fly. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope everybody has a good work week. Check us out all the socials. You know the drill. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and start paying attention to these occult symbols everywhere. We may all be part of a mass ritual.